Ed Bell with you. Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Coming up on the program today, music contributor Chris DeAngelis speaks with singer-songwriter Mickey Carroll about his early days performing in Miami and his new CD, Old Dogs. Contributor Paul Leary talks with the legendary Liza Minnelli about her great career and her upcoming concert in Broward County. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Miami-Dade arts calendar features Deborah Margol. Now, the Coral Gables Museum is about much more than just its city. Consider Art Cycle and free jazz concerts every Wednesday at noon. Here's contributor Judith Bishop and her guest to elaborate.
When the moon shines in Coral Gables, I will hold you in my arms.
The Coral Gables Museum is an exercise in civic pride. Their mission is to spotlight and preserve the architecture, design, and careful city planning that's made Coral Gables one of the loveliest communities in the nation. The museum is housed in a classic Spanish building with a red roof tile, a courtyard, and Moorish arches. Originally, that building served as a police and fire station. Now it's been designated the official visitor center for the city of Coral Gables. Inside the museum, there's a video promoting the city. And a centerpiece of the collection is called Creating the Dream, a chronicle of Coral Gables founder George Merrick and his vision to build a city that reflects the beauty and character of Spain. Christine Rupp is the director of the Coral Gables Museum. Her focus has been and continues to be historic preservation. Ms. Rupp has served on the Miami-Dade Trust and the Merrick House Governing Board. She is our guest today. Christine Rupp, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. Your connection with the Coral Gables Museum really was a labor of love. You were there from inception to reality. How hard was it to get it off the ground, and what kind of things did you encounter during that period?
Well, it's been very exciting, and thank you for having me. The idea to bring a museum to the city of Coral Gables started way back in the 1990s. It was the idea of then Commissioner Chip Withers. And through the years, a board was developed, a mission statement was developed, the construction started, and about midway through the design process, our wonderful architect, George Hernandez, said, you know what, we need to think about LEED certification. LEED is an acronym for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. George thought we would make a great example, an historically deemed building that's trying to be green. And so that was a surprise to all of us that we were going green, and it really has been fabulous. There aren't that many historically designated buildings in the country that are LEED certified. So sustainability is part of our mission and being green. So it's all fit in wonderfully.
You mentioned being green. There's two kinds of green. There's money green as well. And I was thinking that a few years ago, every time we interviewed someone in the arts during the depths of the recession, we always talked money. How hard were things? Now that the economy seems at least to be improving, is it a little bit easier for nonprofits and cultural institutions to
Judy,
forge
I will
ahead?
Say as a nonprofit, it's never easy. But we believe we opened in the heart of that economic downturn, and we're very viable. We're stronger than ever. We're gaining more attention than ever. So we believe the best is yet to come for the Coral Gables Museum if we've weathered that storm.
That's really fantastic. Now, after this long process and then becoming a green building and going through all of the hoops I'm sure you had to go through, how was it when the doors opened and there it was?
Well, we continue to pinch ourselves today, I can tell you. Back when we opened in 2011, we really had to make a mark because square footage-wise, we have one of the smallest facilities in South Florida. We also have a very small staff. So we knew we had to be aggressive with regard to exhibits and programming and getting our name out there. We had to present unique things that museums just weren't doing. And I did a bit of research on making our mark in the community. And it seemed that museums were moving really more toward putting an emphasis on programming, because it's great to put things on the wall, have things within that building that museum staff believes are wonderful. But unless you engage the public, get them in that door and introduce them to the museum, it's really sort of all for naught. I mean, you're always going to have some people trickle in the door. So programming is key. And I believe our museum staff has come up with some really unique ways to engage the public with our museum exhibits and all of our activities.
What kind of programs do you have to get them in the door?
Well, part of our focus, of course, of being green gives us the ability to do a lot of creative programming. And something we're very proud of is our monthly bike tours. We've partnered with a new organization in Coral Gables called Bike Walk Coral Gables. We present monthly bike tours. We meet at the museum the third Sunday of every month, and we ride around Coral Gables for about an hour and a half. Sometimes we extend our focus, like when we had the Marine Stadium exhibit, we actually biked the basin around the Marine Stadium, and we rode the bike trails on Virginia Key. So whenever we do a bike tour, it's focused on an exhibition that's at the museum. Gables architecture, Gables history, new construction in Coral Gables, and the Gables tree canopy. So they have become very popular. On any given Sunday, we normally have 50 to 60 people joining us for the bike tour.
You're also going to have an upcoming exhibition called Art Cycle. What is that one all about?
Art Cycle is a beautiful idea born from two artists who had a friend who was killed on the Rickenbacker Causeway. I'm sure you're familiar with that accident a couple years ago. So they're artists in the Miami community, and they engaged their fellow artists to create art objects out of discarded bicycles. These bicycles previewed during Art Basel in different galleries around Wynwood, and then we're putting them all together for this exhibition that opens on January 23rd. The programming around Art Cycle obviously includes a bike tour, and then we're bringing in some bike professionals from the county who are going to discuss the bike plan, bike safety, and things that bikers can look forward to in South Florida. Let's face it, it's the best climate anywhere for biking, and there should be a lot more bikes on the road today.
And it's flat. I love to bike at
Absolutely.
Sea level. Your background is in historic preservation, and I know you have a keen interest in architecture, and that's another exhibition that's coming up in conjunction with a well-known architectural critic here in South Florida, Beth Dunlap. When does that open, and what can we expect to see?
Beth's exhibition opens in March and runs through June. It's called Marking the Millennium. So this is, again, another effort to let people know that we're not just about Coral Gables and we're not just about history. I've heard people refer to us as the Coral Gables History Museum, the Coral Gables Art Museum. We simply are the Coral Gables Museum with a focus on architecture, urban design and planning, and sustainability and preservation. So we thought, working with Beth, we could bring in an exhibition that focused on recent Miami architecture. So Beth is choosing her favorite buildings that have been constructed in Miami over the last 10 years. Not residential, they're all commercial and public buildings. So we'll feature wonderful photographs done by noted architectural photographer Robin Hill. We also will have models and film within the exhibition itself, so we're very excited.
I think a top 10 list is pretty intriguing. Can you leak a few of the buildings that we can look forward to learning more about?
Of course. There are a few obvious choices. PAM, the new art museum, is wonderful. Marlin Stadium, which is a very unique structure. New World Symphony and the Adrian Arsch Center are a few. We do have more than 10, I have to say, because knowing, you know, Beth kept adding to the list. So the exhibit's going to be great.
It sounds it. It sounds it. And it's also a great reminder of the explosion that we've seen here in Greater Miami in the last few years. Lots of architectural and landscape changes.
Actually, that's the reason for the whole exhibit, because we sat down to the initially had the discussion, and I remember a quote somewhere that at one time, Miami, it was only beaten by Dubai as far as the number of construction cranes in the sky.
Well, I have to tell you, one day I was stuck at a red light, and I counted 17 in my peripheral vision.
I believe it.
That is a boom. Looking further down the road, what are you anticipating for the summer and the next year or so?
Well, we try to plan our exhibitions a year in advance because we have such a small staff. We have to be as organized as possible to pull these things off. So this summer, we're working with the Brazilian Cultural Office here in Miami to present an exhibition about the World Cup stadiums that are being constructed in Brazil for, obviously, the World Championship. So there are 12 stadiums in 12 cities. We're highlighting those stadiums because The majority of them are also green and have a huge cultural and monetary impact on their communities. So we'll have models, we'll have diagrams, we'll have information about all the host cities. And the most fun thing is that we're going to turn our museum plaza into a soccer field complete with AstroTurf. So during lunchtime, people can come over and kick around a few soccer balls.
Sounds like innovation is the key to your work there. Christine Rupp, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the Coral Gables Museum.
My pleasure, Judy.
The Coral Gables Museum is located at 285 Aragon Avenue. The museum is open Monday through Friday from noon to 6, Saturdays 11 to 5, and Sundays 12 noon to 5 p.m. For more information, log on to coralgablesmuseum.org or telephone 305-603-8067. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a television journalist who has covered breaking news, politics, and the arts for WABC and CNBC. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment.